Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.
Big evening, ThinkBigRadio.com listeners. Big here, your host tonight. I'd like to thank you all for your continued support and spreading the word about ThinkBigRadio.com. Glad you can join us on this Money Mondays. Of course, you all know the second and last Monday of the month, me, Big, your host, is going to do those Money Mondays. So this is going to be a part of a 10-part series, Must Listen to Get. We're going to uncover the method to amplify your potential. So I have various experts joining me, and we're going to cover in 30 minutes or a little more the step-by-step process to cover every facet from idea to implementation. So this first series, lesson one, who are you? Y-O-U. Your opportunities unlimited, especially when you find out who you are, reassessing yourself and your business. Today, I've got one of the guests on here that's highly powered, motivated. This guy knows what it takes because he's used these same things in his life as well. LaWayne Young, are you there?
Yes, I am. Big, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great, man. I am so happy that you were able to join us this evening. And as a personal development expert, LaWayne, I want you to share everything that you can to help our listeners get to that next level about finding out first and foremost who they are. But before we get started, tell everybody about how to reach you.
Yes. And again, my name is LaWayne Young. I am your communication expert here in personal development. You can reach me on my Instagram account at Wayne Speaks, at Twitter, Wayne Speaks, LaWayne Young, Facebook also, LaWayne Young. And if you want to reach out to me by Gmail, you can reach me at LaWayne6, that's the number 6, at gmail.com.
All right, great, great. So as part of this first lesson, who are you? Well, a lot of people, they decide to start businesses or they decide that they want to change, but they really don't know how. So what we try to do is try to get them to take a step back, get into a quiet place, and just ask a question, who am I? But once they've asked that question about who they are, then they need to really think about developing that person, that new person that they've come to know. So, LaWayne, why don't you tell us a little bit about what developed you the most when you decided to, you know, take that step back and just figure it out?
Okay, yeah, definitely. For me, it was just being comfortable with who I am. I had a long history growing up of just wanting to be somebody different. I couldn't really identify with who I am because I had a couple of things that I thought was a disability. Like I stuttered, I was very shy. And then once I realized that stuttering and shyness was actually me wanting to really communicate with people and interact with people more, and it took a while for me to develop that. I identified with, you know what, I really want to communicate with people, but I felt like I was trapped. And what I always use is my scenario is called Move That Rope. And Move That Rope is about being tied down. And it's about an elephant being tied down. And you have all this strength, and you have this tremendous power inside of you, and you're a great, massive animal. But you don't really know how to utilize that because you think that you're tied down some way. But once you realize that you're powerful and you discover your passion, and that's the first step, is discover what you're passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can pursue that passion and really moving towards it, because it's all about passion. It's all about really understanding what moves you, what drives you, what gets you out of bed every day. And that is the biggest thing. If you're going into any business endeavor, any business situation, you're taking it on, and you want to be successful, you have to be passionate about it. There's no, without a doubt, you can't say that you want to be a chef and you're not passionate about food. It's just not going to happen. The people are not going to see the love and the soul in your food if you're not passionate about it. And that's just one example. So you really have to know inside of you that this is something that you can do every day no matter what. You don't have to get paid a dime for it. That you're really going to drive it as far as you can go till the wheels fall off and more, because it's what it takes to be successful in any business, in anything, any lifestyle change. You have to be passionate. And my purpose, and I understand this, is that my purpose is truly about serving people. Like, I truly have a heart, and I can't wait. I'm so excited to be able to serve someone every day. Like, how can I serve you? How can I give you something that will make you feel better, will make you a better person? So that life of service is something that I just hold on so tightly, because it's all about service. Like, you know, I believe that we were created to serve each other. And that is something that I really hold on tightly and dearly, is service. So having passion, knowing your purpose, and then working hard and fiercely towards pursuing that every day is so important.
Uh-huh.
To really get kickstarted and to understand who you are in yourself, because you can't put on a fake when it comes to that. You can't put on a mask. People can see that. They know that person is excited about what they're doing, and that is gonna really work tremendously for you.
You know, I like how you mentioned as well in the beginning about a rope tied to an elephant, and how, as you know, that elephant grows, that same rope is tied. So what do you think some of the different types of ropes that we may have tied to ourselves that prevent us from breaking free?
Yes, the rope scenario is basically, it's not a physical rope, but it's a mental rope. And I believe that we have five different types of ropes that hold us back. And those are mental ropes that wrap us. And it could be something basically that you learned at an early age, your childhood, and that is because that's when it starts, when you talk about anything that is going to hold you back. It really starts at the root of your childhood. So say, for example, if you were always told that money doesn't grow on trees, and that, you know, you're not going to be rich, and you really have to scrape for pennies, and you don't believe that you can actually have an abundance in life, then you're not going to be good with money. You're going to either spend money, you know, too much money, or you're going to think that you can never make enough money. So one of those ropes could be, you know, a financial mindset rope. And that can really apprehend you from being able to really believe in yourself that you can obtain a lot if you've been taught that way and you continue to hold on to that. And another rope could be your health and fitness, your fitness rope. If you were told that, you know, you're not a good athlete, or you know, you have a hard time losing weight, or you want to gain muscle and you just don't feel like the health is really something for you, that, you know, you're going to really hold on to that mindset, and that's going to hold you back from wanting to get into shape. you'll think, oh, you know, what is it good is going to do me to go out and exercise? I'm just going to gain the weight back. But when you realize that you have that rope and it's holding you back, then you can learn how to use that rope to really overcome it. And you've seen some stories, you've heard some stories about people that have overcome obesity. And they just found out basically what works for them. And they got over that hurdle, that barrier in their life, and say, you know what, I can do it too. You know, I can overcome obesity. You know, I can come overeating. I can overcome not eating enough. I mean, it goes both ways. Some people are anorexic, and they feel like they can't eat because they don't want to gain weight. And so you can have a fitness and a health mindset. And another mindset could be a spiritual mindset where you really, it taps into your true mental mind of, you know, who am I? You struggle with depression, or you struggle with different mental disorders, and you think that you can't overcome those things, and then you have to go into other medications and different things that are physically changing who you are, but instead of changing who you are from the inside by maybe doing meditation or going to a spiritual retreat or going to church and finding a religion that fits for you. So we all have these different ropes. It could be mental, it could be physical, it could be health, it could be financial, like I said, and then family mindsets can really change us too. I believe our family has a big hold on us. They either help us or they hinder us. And if you have a family that really is supportive behind you and they really help to push you out and support you, then you're going to do well. But a lot of families don't. A lot of families are sometimes our worst enemies, where they tell us, oh, man, you know, what are you doing? Yeah, right. You would think that. You would think your family would be your biggest supporters. But a lot of times they just don't, because they know you from your childhood. Oh, you know, you were this shy kid. You used to stutter. You know, you can't be a public speaker. You can't be a motivational speaker. You can't encourage people, because I remember you when you were just a little boy, you know, and you believe that, and you start to carry that identity with you. But if there's something that you really want to do and you're passionate about, it doesn't matter. There's so many people out there that have overcome those ropes, so to speak, what I use to hold you back, to keep you down, to keep you still instead of moving in the direction that you truly, truly are made for, that God created you for, that I believe.
I really like how you started back with the childhood, just like that young elephant. Some of us know that story about how when you put a light rope or chain on an elephant when they're young and they can't get away, and as they grow, they can easily break that chain, but because they're so used to it being there, they become immobile. They don't realize the power and the strength they have. And I like how you covered the different types of ropes that are tied to people that they need to break, and I believe that's why it's so important for them to really think about to themselves who they are and not how other people see them or these perceived titles, but just, you know, delve into who they are as a person from the time that they were born. And that helps them as well. How did you learn about personal development, and how has that helped you to help others?
I really, honestly, Big, I've had a hunger, I would say, a hunger for developing myself. I always love to read books about great developers. Like I read Think and Grow Rich. I've read Tony Robbins' books. I've read, other speakers on leadership, John Maxwell. So I've always wanted to develop myself. So it's something that really came easy for me. I've been in health and fitness, and I've been in different businesses where in order to really be successful and be influential to people, you really have to understand what it takes to get there, and that is the self-development. It's learning more about yourself, learning more about, you know, how to interact with people and how to communicate well, and to be influential and not be that person that no one wants to talk to because you have this chip on your shoulder. So I always had an affinity to just learning more and developing by myself. So I take it upon myself to read as many books as I can. I listen to podcasts. I watch YouTube videos on people like Les Brown. You know, a lot of people know him as a phenomenal motivational speaker. Zig Ziglar, all those guys just really, really inspire me to get out of my comfort zone and to move into my passion of inspiring other people and learning more about myself, my psychology background that I studied in school, and my therapy background just really helped me to relate to other people. And doing that, I just wanted to learn more. You know, how can I really communicate well with people and understand them? And so that's basically where it came from. And I put together this move that rope because I truly believe that our childhood plays such a huge role, a drastic role in how we see ourselves in our adult lives. And even kids just moving through, and that carries on. And until we identify with those ropes that are holding us back, until we really identify with that and know what they are, then we can't move on. We can't move forward until we've really come to terms with what those ropes are. And once we come to terms with what those ropes are and we can break free, then we can use those, what we thought was disabilities and what we thought was holding us back, we can use that to actually carry us up to where we want to go, because now we have a story. You know, it's all about the story, and said, you know what? I overcame my mental rope. I overcame my disability. You know, people thought that I wasn't able to, or I would never be able to do it. You hear that before. I never be able to do it. I was such afraid to get on stage and present in front of people. But now your story, your message is so strong because you have a story to tell. And that's amazing. And that's what I really want to get out to people out there when they talk to me. I said, first thing I say is that, what is your story? Where did you come from? Where did you grow up? So I really look inside of them, and I find out all the things that maybe they didn't even know that they could use to really help them develop. And sometimes we have these hidden treasures that we don't even know that they're worth so much until you sit down with someone and they just bring it out. Wow, I didn't know that. I didn't know that I had that talent. I had that ability. Well, I can really help people develop that skill and develop themselves and move towards that way, because what you think is holding you down, what you think is keeping you from doing what you're doing, is actually going to be that same thing, that stepping stone that is going to help you move up, instead of trapping you and blocking you from where you want to be.
LaWayne, can you, for the listeners who are just tuning in, can you get out your contact information again? How can people reach you to find out more about Move That Rope and the different things that you offer?
Yes, absolutely. I do videos on YouTube. I'm doing a series. I just came out of a series actually on fear, and I believe that fear is finding excuses and avoiding risk. So you can check me out on YouTube, and I'm also going into a new series about goals, about setting goals and planning for your future, and I'm doing that as well. You can catch me on Instagram. I do posts at Wayne Speaks. Also on Twitter, Wayne Speaks, at LeWayne Young. That's LeWayne Young, YOUNG. Also on Facebook, you can catch me as well, LeWayne Young. And if you want to send me a personal email, you're welcome to do that at LeWayne6@gmail.com.
All right, great. Now, we've had a few listeners that have been on for a while. I have one here that's anonymous. Anonymous, of course, you know who you are. If you do have a question or if you have a comment for Mr. Young, Anonymous, you are on the air right now. Okay, so I'm just taking that our anonymous caller just wants to listen. That's fine. I do have another caller here that's been on for a while, and that caller is from the 347 area code with 265 being the first three numbers. So 347-265, you are live now for a question or a comment. Okay, so that person may just want to listen. I'm going to try to attempt to take one more caller that's been on for a moment. Say, caller, you're from the 704 area code with 652 as the first three. So 704, 652. If you have a comment or a question for Mr. Young, you can ask it right now. Okay, it seems like tonight no one's up for asking questions. Maybe everybody wants to listen. That happens
okay.
Every now and then.
Right. Yeah, so, definitely feel free to call in if you have any questions about you know how to get started and really just finding out who you are. I mean, it's so important. You know, a lot of times I think big is that we get into different things in our lives, different places in our lives, and maybe someone else encouraged you know us to do that. I can say that for myself, that someone will try to fit you into a place, and then that place that they're fitting you into, it could be your job or career, it's not where you want to be, but you
wow.
know that, and you're kind of fighting against that, and then you get into that career, you get into to that place or that position or that space, and you find out that space is not for you. And you're not going to be comfortable in that space if it's not for you, if it's not who you are. So it's so important to really take a deep look at yourself and say to yourself, who am I? Who am I really? And what can I do to help other people? Because then once you start looking outside of yourself and say, like, how can I use my gifts and my talent and my ability to help other people, and you see that that works really well, then you know you're in the right space. But, for example, I'm not an engineer, and I'm not going to do well in that space as an engineer because I don't do well at numbers and working out that type of programming and understanding. I don't have a mindset to understand engineering. But what I do have a mindset for is relationships and communication and understanding and listening to people. So that's where my gift lies and that's where my space is. So I'm going to, once I identify that, you say, okay, I know where I really fit in. I know where my space is. I can move towards that. Then you can start building yourself gradually by putting things together, educating yourself, learning more about how to really help people. And that's what it's all about. So if someone puts you in a space and is not where you want to be, then find someone, get a coach, get a mentor that can help you identify what space you're supposed to be in. And that's how you can really move towards your passion and how you can develop yourself.
And that's some empowering information. I want to come back to something that you said in the beginning. You mentioned that you had a speech impediment, and then you also mentioned something that I'd like to touch upon was the fact that you said you took it upon yourself to want to get better, and the first thing that you did was started reading and listening to some of the greats out there who have done it before you. So what are some of those things that that you've done that helped you overcome the speech impediment?
Oh boy, it was rough when I was growing up. I was so very shy and I stuttered a lot and I didn't really know why. And actually my mom actually took me to a speech therapist and I sat in front of the speech therapist and she told me to just talk and read some information. And she was just like, I don't see a problem with you, Elaine. You don't stutter. You just need to slow down. And I think my mind was going so fast that the words couldn't come out fast enough.
Wow.
And I was just thinking, but I was trying to say the words and I was just like, and every time I would get in front of someone and they would ask me my name, I was like, you know. And once I came to understand that I didn't have a disability, that I just needed some time to really feel comfortable. And that's the thing. A lot of times we don't feel comfortable with who we are or maybe, you know, just really listening to our voice and finding – our voice. So I started listening to, and this was years, but once I got into high school and like I played sports, I think sports really helped me develop because you have to communicate. You have to talk to your teammates. So being on a team really helps you develop yourself. And then I went to the military. And of course that was something that really helps you develop yourself. But I really wanted to learn more about the mindset. And I started listening to Les Brown. He was like my favorite one. And he just really said that anything is possible. It doesn't matter where you come from. Like, I love this guy. And I've been identified sometimes by my laugh by him. And I just listened to him a lot. And I just wanted to really, like, say, you know what? I said to myself, you know what, I think I could do that. And it took a while for me to get to the point to say, you know what, I can do that. I will do that.
Wow.
I am going to do that. So I changed I think I can to, yes, I am, I will. And having that mindset to believe that I truly can be that one that can transform lives and empower people and inspire people by my words. Coming from a place where I didn't think that I could talk because I didn't talk that much to a place where now I just want to talk all the time. And that is something that really helped me. And I just, like I said, I really, once you have a passion for something, it doesn't take a lot because every time you go into the bookstore, every time that you see something on television, you're going to want to pick it up. You're going to want to read about it. You're going to, like, I would go to Barnes & Noble and I would buy books on personal development. I would buy audio tapes because that's what I loved. I love to read. I love to understand more about growing in yourself, personal growth, personal development. So that became easy for me. So I would say if you're struggling with something, move towards something that's easy for you. If you love to sew and you can stitch things, then you might need to go into that space of being a seamstress or developing or being a designer. You know, a lot of kids don't really know what they're good at because of we're being put into this box of you have to go to school to be a doctor. You have to go to school to be a lawyer. You have to go to school to be a nurse. But that's not for everyone. We have a lot of people that have a lot of skills that are not in that doctor, lawyer or space. And they're really artistic and they can draw well. They can sing. They can dance. They can paint and all kinds of things out there. And you're really passionate about it. And in today's society, we're really coming into a place where everybody can be an entrepreneur. Even if you're working in a job, even if you're working in a job you don't like, you can have your own business. You can create your own art and develop your own brand and do your own thing right now, because it's so easy to just to get on the internet and put a business plan together. You got people that will help you to grow and develop your art, develop your skill and your passion. If you like talking, you can be a radio host. You can communicate to people, be a motivational speaker. It's so many ways to really display who you truly are. You don't have to fit into this box that doesn't show, that doesn't really magnify who you are. And that's what's important today, is really knowing who you are. And if it is who you are, believe me, it will blossom. It will show. People will know, like, yes, Big, this is where you're supposed to be, man. You're doing a great thing. I feel it. I get a lot of value from it. Keep doing it. And, you know, that's where I came from.
Wow. I mean, I really appreciate you taking this time out of your busy schedule. I know you got so many different things coming on, and just come on and talk to our listeners and joining me on this 10-part series, Must Listen to Get. And for those of you who are tuning in, Must Listen to Get means mastering, understanding, states training, leads into success that everyone needs. This offers growth, enlightenment, transcendence. And that's what LaWayne Young has just shared with you guys, is how to transcend, how to move that rope. And I'm honored to have you come on our show. And it's at that time where if you had anybody to thank, or this is the thank you time. We hope to definitely have you come on again. But is there anyone, any person, anybody you'd like to thank, especially your success now?
Definitely. I appreciate that, Big. I really thank you for having me on tonight. I love to do this. This is something that is near and dear to my heart. I would just like to thank, you know, sometimes we have people in our lives like mentors from the past. And I had a mentor that really helped me develop. He was an older man, and, you know, he helped me develop. He took me fishing, and he spent time with me. My grandfather was an amazing man, and I really loved him. He just took time with me and spent time with me and just helped me develop as a man and told me how to be, and just really taught me how to be a man. And my mom was there. She's really just helped me develop. And my uncles. And I have a lot of friends along the way that there are too many to name, but I think all throughout your life, there's people that really that have an impression on you, that shape you and develop you. Right now, I have a girlfriend, and, you know, we've really had a great time together and just really sharpen each other and grow together. You know, I don't know if you want to put your name out there, but you know, Yasmin, she's really helped me to become a better person. And there's so many people that I've worked with, my patients, my clients throughout the years, that I've taken a little piece of everything. I've learned something from every situation, good or bad or indifferent, and that's really shaped me and developed me. And I think it's all about attitude. If you have an attitude of gratitude and to learn, and you take every situation as a learning tool, then I really think that you're going to be better. You're going to benefit from it, because there's never a bad situation. There's only situations to improve. Don't look at things that are terrible that happen in your life if you have a situation like you're in a divorce or you lost someone, just look at that as a way to learn from it and to way to grow and to say, you know what, that person shaped me or that situation shaped me to get me to where I am. I'm a better person. But it's all about your mindset, your mental outlook, and your attitude that really sets you up and develops you for success. So everyone in my life that it has had some time with me, spent a minute with me, or spent it 10 years with me, they've all been influential in my life.
It's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Well, I definitely would like to have you come on the show again. For those of you out there who are listening to the interview now, if you go back, you'll hear exactly how to reach Mr. LaWayne Young. You can pound Wayne Speaks on any of the social medias and see some of his information on there. And definitely, thanks for joining us on this 10-part series, Must Listen to Get. This is the first part of two parts of the very first one, which is dealing with who are you in regards to yourself. And the second part will deal with who are you when it comes to your business for those of you who pretty much understand who you are, what you want to do, and now you want to monetize that information. Guys, we also have some action steps that you can take. It would not be a problem at all if you go to actually www.mustlistentoget. There's a little questionnaire there, kind of like an interview to see exactly where you are, what you want, 10 quick questions. If it's something for you, it'll take you right there where you can download the packet that goes with this first lesson about who are you. So once again, guys, that's mustlistentoget.com. A little questionnaire there, and if this is for you, questionnaire will take you right there to the downloadable packet. Once again, guys, you're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Thanks for spreading the word, and hope to see you on our next Money Monday. And stay tuned all during the week. We have some great shows, some great series coming up. Be sure to tune in. Be sure to mark your calendars and let everybody else know we're doing it big over here. Thank you, LaWayne Young.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.